Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV on the AM side. 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can also listen to us on 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download that app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. Wanted to get into some of the NFL movement over the weekend. The biggest news was Justin Fields will now be the backup quarterback to Russell Wilson for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And all it took was a sixth-round pick.
That was wild, man.
Yeah, pretty amazing that Adam Peters got more in return for Sam Howell than the Bears got for Justin Fields. Yeah. Pretty remarkable.
I don't understand why the Bears just didn't wait until one of these quarterbacks went down.
I don't know.
I guess they were just desperate to get out of that situation. But a great deal for Pittsburgh and for Mike Tomlin, but it's got to be awkward. And I know it was reported, and I believe it, that Tomlin talked to Russ before the deal or as it was going down and saying, hey, this is just something we can't pass up. He's going to be the number two. Just want to give you a heads up. But that's going to be a little bit awkward. I don't know. Drab, you would know Russ better than – how will Russell handle that kind of situation?
Oh, I think he'll be fine.
He'll be fine with it?
Leadership role. He knows he's the starter. I mean, Fields is on a one-year deal. So if Russ plays well, he'll be fine.
He put out a message. I don't know if it was Twitter, Instagram. Quarterback room about to be, and then three fire emojis.
Well, I mean, it is a great room, and that's it. I mean, there is a lot of talent there.
Not for a lot of money either. Like, the Steelers are paying. They're paying both of those guys under $5 million in salary, at least salary cap on the books for 2024. Right. Meanwhile, the Browns are paying their quarterback room like 70-plus million.
The Steelers stole both of their quarterbacks.
Yeah. And it could actually work out great. Let's say Russ plays pretty well. And Fields just gets a year to, like, apprenticeship to learn.
Sits behind him, yeah.
You know, hopefully Russ is generous with his time and kind of helps him with some, learn some of the tricks of the trade. And then by the time, maybe when Russ is ready to move on, Fields could step in potentially.
Right.
And potentially.
And
he's
if
got,
he doesn't, or
he's got ability.
If he flops and he's just no good and doesn't develop, then you traded very little assets. Right.
And it wasn't even a sixth-round pick for this draft. It was for next year's draft.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they got him for nothing.
I mean, it bumps to a fourth-round pick if he plays 51%, but
that's not going
to
happen.
Unless Wilson gets hurt.
Right. It was very interesting. I didn't know how Russell would take that. It was funny because they had just come out with the social media, right, of Russ taking a picture with Tomlin and showing up there in their facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then a day later, he upgrades the room. Adds another starting quarterback, essentially, to it. Good for them. And apparently Pickett is excited. His wife is all tweeting that they're all on top of the world.
Going to Philly?
Going to Philly and being a backup to Jalen.
It's kind of crazy if you look
at it. He grew up an Eagles fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, I saw
pictures.
If you
look at all
of
the different spots where the quarterbacks have ended up, man, I mean, the quarterback movement. Now, most of it's backup situations, but the quarterback movement this offseason has been nuts.
Yeah,
so many guys switching teams.
Yeah, because like Kirk goes to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he leaves Minnesota.
Yeah,
so then
like
Minnesota
a
needs to get somebody. They bring in Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson bounces. And a lot of guys.
Of those, because I don't have it in front of me, who has the most tenuous sort of
starting job?
Is it Darnold? Must be Darnold, right? Because you assume Minnesota will draft somebody.
Yeah, I would assume they would.
Where maybe they Darnold.
They pick 11.
They have two first-round picks.
Yeah, they have two now.
Remember they traded for another first-round pick. Maybe they're thinking about moving those two picks for a higher pick.
There's rumors that they're very interested in Drake May because their quarterback coach coached Drake May in high school.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are. But, now we know for sure Chicago's not trading out of it, right?
They're drafting Caleb.
They'll just take Caleb, and that'll be it.
That's going to be an interesting team. Somebody asked me last night, I did a podcast with actually this kid that I coached in soccer 20 years ago. And he asked me, does Caleb need to make the playoffs? And I don't know that he needs to make playoffs, but his head coach kind of does because he's been on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And Caleb's going to be set up for success because they added Keenan Allen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Kmet. Kmet's some pretty good guys
pretty
to throw to.
Tight end. Yep.
And that's three good weapons to
DeAndre
throw to.
Swift in the backfield now. That's a weapon you can throw to.
I don't know about their offensive line, but he's set up for success with the skill positions.
And rumors are they could take another receiver at 9. Maybe they take Adunze out of Washington at 9 to add to that mix.
How's their offensive line?
I don't have to look at PFF. I don't know their offensive line.
Or they could
grades.
Take a tackle there.
They could, yeah.
What did they finish with last year? How many wins did the Fields get them?
I'm going to guess 6 or 7.
I was going to say 6, but...
They weren't as bad as you thought they were.
They were 7-10.
Yeah, it's not bad.
They were 7-10.
By the way, the Vikings' second pick in the first round, going back to that, is 23. So they have 11-23 in the first round.
That could certainly move you up, but they're not going to move up to 1. I don't think.
If I'm Adam Peters and Minnesota offers 11, 23, and a future asset, I'm at least going to listen to the conversation.
But then you're down to. You're in the, like, I don't even, J.J. McCarthy's
going up.
That
tells me that he's not, if he takes that deal, tells me he's not in love with any of the quarterbacks.
Well, for sure.
That if he's willing to move down to 11, that means that he thinks they're all overrated.
Isn't the conventional.
Yeah, I just don't see that.
Yeah.
Isn't the conventional wisdom that some of the more leadership guys, like Peters, are more in love with May, but then some of the scouts and some of the others are more in love with Daniels. Haven't you heard that?
Where'd that come from?
I've heard more that they're just into May, or the scuttle that I'm hearing at this
point. No, I've seen what EB said. I don't think anybody really knows, though.
The upper tier is into May, and then more of the grinders, the scouts or whatever, are in. So they're into both. Hmm. So anything is in play.
A lot of meetings over the next month and a half.
I don't think we have any idea what Adam Peters is truly thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who's making the call. That's the difference from the past. I mean, we tried to read the tea leaves with Dan Quinn calling Jaden Daniels a game changer. Some people think defensive coaches tend to favor these dual threats because they know how difficult it is to prepare. But what if there is a crazy offer from a team like Minnesota who wants to move up? So the connection is Josh McCown is their quarterback coach, and he was May's high school quarterback's coach. So the Vikings, with just Sam Darnold, looking for a quarterback of the future because they let Kirk Cousins go to Atlanta.
So you're saying if they really want that quarterback and want to move up to 2, you think Peters would move out of the 2?
Possibly.
If you do, now you're in the J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix.
Where would you be?
Right? You're in that realm.
What are the current numbers that the Vikings have in terms of draft slots in the first round?
We said 11 and 23.
11 and 23?
Yep. Would that get you to 2? Maybe you have to get something else.
You'd have to add at least another first-round pick, if not
But you
multiple.
Only do that if you don't love May or Daniels.
Correct.
Even if you love McCarthy... He seems to be gaining steam.
He's probably not going to be there.
You're reading more and more good stuff about McCarthy over the last couple weeks.
I could see McCarthy going to the Giants.
Where do they pick?
At 6. Anybody else really need a quarterback? See, Denver needs a quarterback.
And they're sitting at 12.
And they're at 12. Yeah. So
if they love somebody that's a top 5 worthy pick, they're going to have to move up.
They may just take whoever's there, whoever's available.
Right.
I don't know if they're willing to trade a bunch of Didn't they trade a bunch of picks to Seattle for the Wilson deal?
Yes, they did.
Some other NFL news which affects the Commanders. just that we talked about him as a possibility. Tyron Smith ends up with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys lost another guy. I put this up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. The Cowboys have lost like 7 or 8 guys and have signed one player. That's it. One guy. They signed Kendricks, the linebacker. But these are the guys they've lost. They've lost Pollard. Mm-hmm. They lost the center, Biadic, who's here. They lost Dorrance Armstrong, who's here. Dante Fowler Jr. is here. Leighton Vander Esch, I guess, retiring. Michael Gallup, they just released, and now Tyron Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also Neville Gallimore. I don't know anything about him. But they lost some key players, and they've added one guy to the roster.
And well, this is the year Jerry said they were going all in. This is Jerry's version of all in, somehow.
Let's just say they slipped, though. They slipped from 12 wins to 9, right? Do you still think we could go? Yeah, I guess you do. You think we can go from 4 to 9? You think that's in the realm of possibilities?
That's a big jump.
I definitely think it's in the realm of possibilities.
I think it's a big jump.
I think it's in the realm of possibilities. Better coaching, last place schedule, and better talent. But it's really dependent on the quarterback. You know, if they get lucky and the guy they draft is ready to go right off the bat and a difference maker like C.J. Stroud, well, then you get a chance. But if your guy's, you know, Bryce Young, maybe not so much.
If let's just assume they love J.J. McCarthy, that they think he's got everything that they're looking for, that they think they can build around him. You can't roll the dice and trade to 11 and hope he'll be there, especially with, like, the Giants potentially taking him. There's just too many spots where people could jump ahead of you.
I'd agree.
Yeah, it's risky, no doubt.
And there's too many teams that need quarterbacks, and we just named a couple of them.
Yeah.
That we think that they would pluck them there.
But yeah, I don't think they can move out. I don't think they can afford to move out if they love any of those guys.
I don't think so either.
Any of those top 5 guys.
I think,
you know, maybe you could move down 1 or 2 spots, but you can't move down to 11.
Maybe they don't think as many teams are going to move up because they've addressed the quarterback, right? So, you know, New England's at 3. They're going to pick a quarterback, you would think. But maybe certain teams, like the Falcons, now that they got Kirk Cousins, are they going to draft a quarterback?
No, they're not going to.
The Titans aren't. They're at 7. I know what you're saying, that the lower teams may want to move up.
They move up,
but
though. You can't afford that. You can't afford to let them jump in front of you.
Yeah,
it's too big of a gamble.
Unless you get a haul, and then you're playing that big picture game. You want them to worry about year 3
then
being
you sign
not
like
year
a
1.
Placeholder, like,
but who's their
hold your nose, Ryan Tannehill?
No, you're not doing that. Trust me, I don't love that scenario.
Don't they already have a placeholder if they needed to go that way with Mariota?
Well, you're in trouble if you're starting him for 7 seasons.
I understand, but
I don't think they're trading out.
I don't think so either.
I guarantee they probably like one of those 2 quarterbacks there, whoever it is, and they're going to select them.
I thought they might take a look-see at Mike Williams, but it's being reported that Mike Williams, who was, of course, a receiver with the Chargers, big, I think he's 6'4", about 225, mm-hmm. that he's got a list of 3 or 4 teams that he's visiting, including the Steelers, which would be interesting, the Panthers, and the Jets.
You know what? Chase Young has a list of teams he's visiting, too, and all I've heard on him is crickets.
Yeah, what is
Nothing.
Going on there? What teams was he?
I know
the Saints.
Visit New Orleans.
Yeah,
Saints
visits with the Saints, the Panthers. There might have been one other team in the mix there, but it seems like his market, very tepid so far.
I mean, it's March 18th.
I would have thought he will. He's not going to get that big-ass deal
I would have thought he would have been plucked.
He's going to sign like a 1 or 2 year prove-it type deal at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think the money's going
to be? He's already in prove-it deal territory.
Yeah.
I mean, contract 2.
Couple million dollars? I mean, which is great money. Who's kidding who? But it's not going
to be. $2 million with incentives up to probably 5 or 6.
Right.
7 maybe? I don't know.
Right, but nothing like what his buddy got in Chicago.
No.
What did Montez get?
He's getting like over $20 million a year.
Yeah, he killed it.
Yeah, I mean, he's destroying.
He'll be lucky. He'll be lucky to get a deal with a total value of like $5 million, right? With incentives.
Probably.
At this point.
Yeah. Market is dead.
Here are your top guys left in free agency kind of by position. Cakes mentioned Tannehill, J.K. Dobbins, the running back who'd been with the Ravens. Mike Williams, I mentioned Logan Thomas, looking for work at tight end.
Come on, Logan. Latch on. We love you. Get a spot.
Chase Young is the best available pass rusher. Xavien Howard, the cornerback from Miami. Justin Simmons, safety from Denver. So there's still some guys.
They didn't sign anybody else like over the weekend, right?
They did. They signed a corner, but I saw
kid
John
from the Cowboys.
John Keim said that he's probably a special teamer.
Yeah, he's a depth guy.
Was he from the Cowboys? For some reason, I thought he was from Miami.
I thought he was with the Cowboys.
Let me just check.
I thought he was with the Cowboys last year. He might have been with Miami before.
But no more.
I can't even pronounce his last name.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
No more big names. That phase is pretty much over. Now it's on to the rookie crop. Now we got to start diving into those guys' cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next big thing will be the pro days.
Who are the receivers after? What is it? Is there an LSU receiver?
There's two LSU receivers that are studs.
That are
Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr.
All right, so I've heard a lot about Nabers.
He's going to be a mid to late first rounder too.
So he won't be available when we come back around in the second round.
I would be stunned if he's around at 36.
I mean, we need to start looking at that. We need to start looking at the tackles that will be around at like 36 or wherever we pick.
Mm-hmm.
And 40.
And receivers.
We're squarely in mock draft season right now.
Jason, you're right. He played with the Cowboys last year, so Quinn brings in another Cowboy, but he was drafted by the Miami Dolphins. The thing that's intriguing about this guy, so he's Nigerian, Noah Igbininige.
Mm-hmm.
He was a first-round draft pick.
Yeah. He played at Auburn, I think.
First-round draft pick just a couple years ago. He was pick number 30 in the 2020 draft.
Where was he picked?
I think he was a second-rounder.
He was a second-rounder.
Yeah, like somewhere in the 50s, I
want to
say.
And it just wasn't a good fit, right? Like, it started out great, and then maybe
a lot of injuries.
And then it just wasn't a great fit.
Yeah. He was possibly the last pick of the second round because he's pick 64.
Right.
But... yeah, they bring in a depth guy who can play corner, and Keim said maybe a special teamer, and another guy who Dan Quinn knows.
A receiver that they may look at in the second round, I don't know if this is too high for him, but he is big, is Keon Coleman from Florida State. He's 6'4". Now, he's not real fast, but he's a 6'4". He's 6'4".
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pass happy offense of Florida State. That might be someone in the
second. Does
that
fit the category of somebody who could be a true number one for you? If the whole goal is
I think McLaurin's probably still. I would say McLaurin's probably still the number one, but I mean, he adds size.
Right.
Let's talk about it a little bit more. Do you want the Commanders to go out and get a wide receiver? We know they're going to take a quarterback number two. We pretty much know that.
I don't think they can afford to move out of that two spot.
800-636-1067 is the number. Want to hear from Commanders fans. You had free agent kind of frenzy last week. Now things are settling down. What do you want them to do in the draft beyond quarterback? How high of a priority is receiver for this team? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.